There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a better time to speculate on nonsense going on in Israel and around the world. You are joining us here on the Theory of Thing Investment Podcast. My name is James Wheeler, Managing Director of the Wealth Management Team here at Barclay Pierce Capital's Wealth Management. Whatever it is that we do, it's fantastic. I'm in Studio 15 at the BPC headquarters here in Sydney, 115 Pitt Street. Come and pay me a visit. I'm joined by a good old mate of mine and yours from HLM Investments and also from Adelaide, funny coincidence, Heath Moss. Heath, how are you now?
Very well, thanks, mate. It's been a while. It's been a good month since I've been on. Been a few scheduled conflicts, but it's great to be back.
What time do you call this? Your mother and I are worried sick coming in at this time. How dare you? How dare you disrespect us that way? Also, someone that I think has been to Adelaide once or twice in his life joining us. An amazing mate. We caught up. I was going to say we hooked up. No, we didn't. We caught up in Las Vegas at the football recently. All I did was go with massive levers, can hit sixes. I have won so much money betting on this guy, sending it yard. It's not funny. I should be sending you a commission at some of this. We got Chris Lynn from the Strikers. Also, the coincidence is that with the Montreal Tigers as well. We had Robbie Farrow from the Tigers on last week. We got Chris Lynn from the Montreal Tigers on this week, mate. It's an honour. How are you now?
Welcome, guys. Thanks for having me, mate. Going fantastic. It's a Friday morning. I mean, yes, Adelaide, but I can't go past Brisbane. The sun's out. Here we are.
Sun's out. Sun's out.
Podcast guns over. And then what do we do on Fridays? We go for a beer. Go for lunch. What better way?
Where are you crashing for a beer today? Down Riverside or something like that?
I'm actually at the Carlisle Hotel, just a little work meeting. And then I'll head down to the local, the famous Breakfast Creek Hotel, and have one of the amazing steaks down there.
One of the steaks in the Breaky Creek. I've done that as well. Sensational. It's worth the whole thing. Before we get into it, I managed to get some buttons sent out. If anyone wants a button, I'm going to get some branded buttons for the podcast. You can record whatever you want on it. I'm still waiting for the NFL to come back. I've got this one.
It sounds like a
Monday night football. I can't wait for it to come back. The draft is coming up in a couple of weeks as well. We're doing a little draft, session as well. Now, Chris, mate, while I've got you here, you mentioned a little business catch up, mate. You've got okay. First off, I'll give you a bit of context of why I need to talk to you on this one. Is that my one of my BDMs who also runs? He actually runs the experience, the travel company that we've got, the events company that's attached. Is
yep.
Jai Ayub. You'd know him to 247. That they do the events. They did the Vegas trip that was amazing. He and I made a bet a couple of weeks ago at the Melbourne Storm game that I said that I'd be able to drop a bomb from 15 meters out, just inside the left post, to a radius of about 6 meters, a radius of three, so a diameter of 6 meters, to an area of that area. Thinking me myself. You know, I might have had a few beverages, but, you know, I'm only human. I back myself of being able to do that. Now, if I needed someone to assist me in how to actually kick it really high up in the air to an accurate point, which is something that I probably haven't done since I was a younger man, would you maybe have a facility for me to do that?
Well, I do, funnily enough. Thank you for steering it into the direction.
Fantastic segue.
Into playbook, playbook.coach. Basically, we are the essentially an online booking platform, Uber for sports coaches, basically. And yep. What about the timing? We ticked over 1,000 coaches Australia wide yesterday. So
fantastic.
Through 18 sports. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's that's the first goal. Next goal is 2,000, 5,000 and so forth. But yeah, so essentially an online booking platform, coaches get to name their own price, their own time, their own location. And basically how it works is we are the booking platform. We take 15%, but with that becomes insurance. So basically we're professionalizing private coaching. We see so many guys, especially transitioning, whether they're into a rookie contract or even out of the game, just giving them opportunities to give back to their game. Look, I've always said the game of, the game of cricket doesn't owe me anything. I owe the game of cricket. So I've got the ability to do that now, not only in cricket, but in all sports. So coaching and mentoring is a real passion of mine. And yeah, we're going big, boys. We're going big.
Fantastic. So I was having a look quickly the other day at your website, and I was just typed in my postcode and had a look at cricket and basketball. Basketball being, I played basketball for almost 20 years, was a passion of mine. And it was fantastic. The amount of known people on there, like a lot of the Lightning girl women were on there for the basketball, and a couple of the local 36ers guys were as well, I think. And cricket, there was a range of redbacks and strikers and whatnot. Cricketers on there as well. So it's really fantastic. And so it gives, especially kids and upcoming athletes and that, a real chance to meet some of these professional.
Yeah, absolutely.
And get tips and real one-on-one, like tutoring, like you would for school with maths or something like that, from these athletes, and at really good prices. Like a lot of them were around 50, 60 bucks an hour. I thought that was phenomenal.
Okay, so I need a leaguey. I need someone who can send it, help me send it high but accurate as well. Scotty, what do you reckon?
I was going to say in your area, we've got Wendell Saylor, but I wouldn't be going to him for kicking practice, right?
Being God, no. I'd go.
No, Scott, love, Prince love is to Dell. Example. Yeah, shout out to the Dell.
Yeah. Yeah. The Dell's all right. We're actually going to get a game in here in a couple of weeks and do some stuff together. And he's going to hear that I've not.
Sorry, I was just saying, I didn't mean to cut you off. But as you see, Scotty Prince would be a perfect example there. Yes, his price is a little on the higher side because he is a busy man, he is a wanted man. So if you did click into his profile, it's pretty self-explanatory, really. He's got his session times. There's a biography there of basically his background. And then I think the biggest thing that separates us is we do our due diligence on every coach. And so working with children's card in Queensland, it's called a blue card. We do police check and whatnot. So the parent can have the peace of mind when they drop their kids off. They're going to have, one, a quality session, but two, it's going to be safe. So And everyone, as I said, can name their own price, time, location. We're not just an elitist platform. There might be guys that play third grade cricket that just want to give back to the game or throw balls to youngsters, or older men that want to, just keep living their dream. They play warehouse cricket on a Saturday or Sunday. We're all out there. I do that with golf, we've got a range. The thing at Playbook, we're all about bettering your best. So whether or not you want to play for Australia, you want to move up the batting order, you might want to move from wing to 5/8, or you just want to have the confidence and play a team sport. Like, lads, we know if you've got confidence, you can do whatever you want. So, we're not just an elitist platform. We're here for everyone, all ages, all abilities. So, as I said, it's something I'm proud of, and we're just getting started, which is a scary thing.
Fantastic.
As you see scrolling through Wendell's, we'll give him a massive plug. He loves it, the Dell. He calls it Dellavision.
So you get a password, you sign in, you book Dell. Dell's only charging 120.
Yeah, because
120 for half an hour.
Absolutely, you'd be mad if you didn't. But we've also got online mentoring as well, which is, I think, makes it easier. So if I'm in Dubai or if you can't get to that postcode, you open up your laptop or your iPad and you're on Zoom and away you go. You've got online mentoring. And probably the best session I've ever done is this kid was nonverbal. So he would ask his brother the question and his brother would ask me. And we had a half hour session and the mum had spent thousands of dollars on therapy. And after 27 minutes, I got him to speak to me. And I was fantastic. It blew me away. And the mum's in the background crying. And, that just meant so much to me. And that reward of hitting cricket balls, being on TV, doing well, that reward all come, like, really hit home then for being that role model. So I'm not saying I'm Superman, but that's the power of what athletes have, especially in Australia, because we love giving back.
No, it works for me, and it's good to have people like you. You do meet a lot of athletes, and we do meet a lot of athletes, and I won't name them because I don't like to really associate with people that just seem like they're a little bit they're too big to go and get the coffees, mate. Sometimes,
yeah, that's right, and that's why netball's our biggest sport, mate, and the girls love giving back, so it's so great to see.
They Fantastic. Are. So I've got pickleball. I've got pickleball up here. I've got netball up here. I'm going to book Dell. I'm going to book Dell in for 120 for half an hour to show me how to bomb it to within a 6 meter diameter on the try line from 15 out. And if he can't get, I'm pretty good with the football in my hands. Different shape. Usually, I grew up with a Sharon in my hands, so this is going to be interesting seeing how I can go with the rugby ball. $50 is the bet. I've got the team is going to get behind me here at Barclay Pierce Capital. It's going to decide whether or not they're going to get a bonus this year.
I'll double it. I'll back you. I'm in your corner.
Match me with that one. Jai has bitten off more than he can chew on this one. Chris, mate, do you got any footy tips? No, Heath, you go.
I was going to say, book yourself in a physical therapist as well, because you're going to rip that hammy off the bone trying to do it as well. So you're going to have to need some therapy afterwards as well.
Don't forget, I'm a dual gold medalist in jump rope, Heath, mate. So it's not, I am a national champion in the 40 plus category for 3 minute jump rope. So it's I'd like to say I'm an athletic person. It's going to be okay. You know, I put me on for jump. Actually, the jump rope is good. You should add that category in there too.
We can add everything. We saw pickleball. That's taken off. I played my first game of pickleball the other night. What a fantastic sport. So,
it's a great sport.
Yeah, I'm going to get involved in it. My adductor's a little sore, yeah.
It just stings, doesn't it? It really stings the entire way through. Chris, mate, I'm gonna let you go unless you want to talk about markets, mate. Bombs are going off in the Middle East. So if you've got footy tips, send them our way.
Footy tips. So we got the Bronx playing the Raiders on Saturday night. Then we've got the Brisbane Lions playing Geelong. So two tough games of footy, but I'm going to back the home team. Suncorp Stadium is going to be packed. Gab is going to be packed. Brecky Creek's going to be packed. So let's go, boys.
I'll take the Brisbane. Take the Brisbane double. Linny special for the week through, mate. Anything else? So anyone who wants to coach, I know for a fact myself. I was sort of sucking at cricket. I was opening the batting for the Warringah Tigers. Funny, Tigers again. And I just couldn't get it together. You know, you spend $60 on a half hour lesson. Next thing you know, you're batting 68 not out and getting us through to the semifinals. It's a little bit of extra help really goes a long way to go from ordinary to just being an ordinary hero. And thank you, Chris,
absolutely,
for everything you've done.
Most welcome. And we're all about the confidence. You got confidence, as I said, you can do whatever you want. You can have your own podcast. You can do whatever you want. You can sell your own merch on Monday Night Footy. We've got it all. So thank you, boys. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on.
No worries at all.
Thanks, ladies.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Have a good one. Talk to you later.
Thanks, boys. Thank you.
All right. Heath, mate, we've got bombs that are going off, mate. How good was that?
It's fantastic. Fantastic. I hope he's not playing too much pickleball. He's got to keep himself right for the Strikers this upcoming summer. So we don't want him doing any major injuries.
I think those levers will handle a little bit of pickleball, mate. He's I love seeing him send it yard. It is just a thing when he gets hold of it.
One of the sweetest hitters of the cricket ball you'll ever see. I mean, he's up there with Gilchrists, etc. of the world back in the day. So it's a pleasure to watch him play, and it's great initiative he's got behind him with Play Coach now. Playbook.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Strongly recommended. Not endorsed at all. I just saw it. We met up in Vegas. I was just like, I love the idea. I love what it is that you're doing. I want a part. I want a part of it. I want to buy a small part of it if I get a chance to. You know, don't tell him that. But mate, now can we talk about some real stuff for a second here? What's going on? You catching tweets?
Yeah, I just saw a tweet that about 25 minutes ago that there's some bombs going off in Iran around their nuclear facilities, I think it is.
Oh, great.
I think the tweet said, unconfirmed reports of explosions near the city of Isfahan in central Iran, which is home to one of Iran's major nuclear facilities. So I wonder if that's Israel retaliating for Iran's retaliation. And, you know, this could go back and forth for a while. But, to me, and I've seen a few people who are better experts on this sort of stuff than me, say it doesn't seem like they want to escalate this to a full-on war. And, I mean, if you're Iran, you probably don't want to take on Israel, which is one of the most, highly technically trained and capable armies in the world.
They're good in a scrap. They're good in a scrap, too, the Israelis, mate. Don't worry about that.
I think it would be a bit of tit for tat until one just says, okay, we're done. I've got the oil. That's the oil price.
I was going to say, is that the oil price? Because that's the green bar.
A nice fat green bar. This is probably delayed a little bit. It's up 2.5%. But I mean, oil really didn't react to that gear that happened on the weekend. The Iran missiles that I think only a couple really hit and didn't really do any damage. And you know, it was the whole thing was, you know, Iran telegraphed this for some time, for about a week, saying we're going to retaliate, we're going to hit you. I mean, if this was a real full-on blown war, you don't do that sort of stuff. You do it in the dead of night without any warning. So oil really didn't move. But overall, oil's had a fantastic run since the end of last year. You can see it bottoming out around the 69 level there. It's around 83, 84 at the moment. This is for WTI crude. Brent, similar chart you can see there. I think the move in oil is more about, you know, the strength we're seeing in the US economy again. We're seeing a lot of things turn around there. We've got a driving season coming up in the US economy, so you've got a lot of stocking happening as well. And you're starting to see green shoots.
David did mention that last week. It's all of this has been done, and driving season hasn't even kicked off yet. Keep in mind that a week ago, when go count back 5 days to when I spoke to David.
Yep.
One, two, three, four, five bars. I mean, it was there.
Yeah, back here. So
he's saw it as being a buying the dip opportunity. There's a dip.
Yeah. Yep. And I mean, you're also seeing green shoots in the EU as well, especially in the manufacturing sector. Germany, France, Italy, etc. are starting to see those PMIs creep back up above 50. New orders are rising again. And quite strong, and also prices as well, from very low levels, mind you, though. So Europe has done away with their inflation problem, basically, by the looks of it. And China as well.
Thanks, Europe.
China story starting to look good. Their monthly numbers that came out earlier this week were a bit weak, but their Q1 GDP was much stronger than expected. There does seem to be, again, I saw more data about their flights and transport and public transport, et cetera, data, all crushing 2019 levels, all hitting new record levels. So the services sector and the travel sector over in China looks to be back on track and running really well. It's just that property China's manufacturing side.
I'm strongly of the belief that the Chinese economy is on a big turnaround. Not the good old days. Nobody's expecting that. Normal economy, but just all of the BS that was said about China over the last year or two is now done, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
Turnaround story.
Also got copper here. We know the copper story. We know the EV, the greening, the copper. Look at that chart. There's a massive breakout.
Where did I say buy copper?
No, that was around here, I think. Around here.
Yeah, it was there, mate.
Around here, £3.90.
Did old Jimmy get long himself on his PA?
No, he didn't. No. We never do. Clients do well, but we never do. But look, I mean, this goes back to the smelting. That's where this whole breakout happened here. Oh, you got the NFL Mondays. the whole breakout here happened on the smelting stuff. And then we've had the recovery in economic data in China as well. And then you've also had the Russian sanctions on metals, which was mainly affecting alumina and nickel. But there is a bit of copper there as well. So that's helped spur things along as well. So copper looking great at the moment, which is the total opposite to what you can say for the SPX, the S&P 500 here.
Market, mate. Don't be that guy. Okay, come on.
We had a fantastic run.
Do the story. Look, I'm going to sit here and drink my Bundaberg rum, ginger beer, not Bundaberg rum, Bundaberg ginger beer, and you just do the market story, okay? And I'll just drink this.
No worries. So we've got the SPX here. It's down almost 5% from its highs up here. It's down about 4.6% at the moment over the last couple of weeks. NASDAQ, similarly, down about 5%. XJO, we're down about 4.5%, I think, including today's candle. So you've got the major indices coming off now. And, I mean, half of that was to be expected because of such a great run we've had since, October. We bottomed in October there and had a 25% plus run. And it's also coming down to rate expectations and rate cuts being priced out of the market. I've got the 10-year up on the screen here. You've seen the breakout there above the 4.3% on the yield on the 10-year. We're up around the 4.6% mark at the moment. And that's all because, like I said, US economy looks really, really strong now, especially if you're talking nominal GDP, nominal wage growth, a lot of nominal statistics are going through the roof at the moment. And we saw during the week, retail sales came in at 0.7% versus 0.4% expected. So the US consumer is looking great. And that all comes back to the fact that, as we know, in USA, 80% of mortgages are at 5% or below. Current mortgage rate's around 7%. Why the hell would you look to refinance or build a new house or a new home when you're going to have to pay 7% over versus 5%? So the consumer really hasn't been hit as hard as they have here in Australia, where we're mostly on variable mortgages. So that means they've got more money, discretionary money to spend, and it's showing up in the economy. And America is also investing in itself. We've got $370 billion of projects planned or in the works now, in terms of manufacturing infrastructure and greening their economy now, which is phenomenal. It is. I wish I had the chart. I can't find it again, but it showed their spending on manufacturing over the last two decades, and the candle for that has just gone straight through the roof now. And that's helped because normally a recession would be preceded by the housing market slowing down like it has, and construction and housing slowing down, and jobs lost there. Because those jobs are so transferable, I mean, a little bit more training and someone who's building a house can start building a warehouse or a data center or, whatever it is, and then transferring plumbing and electrical and all that across there as well. So it is transferable.
Private equity buying AI companies.
Yep. Exactly.
I don't know.
So, I mean, you can see how those jobs have been transferred across from housing construction and whatnot into the manufacturing and whatnot sector. So, and then of course you've got
clock's ticking, mate. Wind it up.
Net immigration also supporting the economy. About 3 to 4 million people per year coming into the US as well. So that is helping building aggregate demand, etc. So that is the 10-year. We've had PowerSpeak being more hawkish than expected during the week, basically saying if CPI can't come in quicker than expected, then rate cuts will be delayed. We spoke about China GDP, Aussie jobs.
Weaker than expected. Gareth there is right. I'll tell you what we talked about last week on the thing. Just Gareth just saying that Aussie is weaker than people are giving you credit for. Gareth's note yesterday said, this is head of Aussie economics at the CBA. Another great note. This is freely available. If you don't read his note, you are doing yourself a disservice, and it's right there. You get one of the best minds in Australia free. You can find out what's going on. I think that I still stand by this. Rate cuts faster and quicker and harder, whatever you want to do. Okay. It's the opposite of what the US is going to be. They're higher for longer. Yep. We're going to be lower for quicker. Go with it. I think that's the way that's going to go.
I wouldn't expect substantial cuts though, but I think we will go before the US, and they will be more than the US simply because of the the impact it has on household budgets. And
I think more than what's being priced, I really think more than what's being priced in is definitely the way you want to go. And there is an edge
there.
If you want to go long bond, long Aussie bonds at the short end, mate, go nuts.
We do have tax cuts coming in the second half of the year, though. And we also do have wages growth still quite solid here in Australia. I think nominal wages growth is around 6%, which is really, really good.
Give me footy tips and bugger off. It's Friday.
All right, fine. What was it? Let me think. Okay, yep, I got two. Pies tomorrow at the Lion versus Port at the G, -4.5. I think the Pies will win by a little bit more than that. Port are going to come.
Other Pies will get their second win of the year. What are they up to now?
Yep. No, I think it's three, isn't it? Yeah, I think they're up to coming up for their third. Yeah. So I like that. And also, like
AFL, I'm pulling up. What is it? Pies,
also got GWS.
$1.72. Yep, GWS at $2 against Carlton.
Yep, GWS to beat Carlton. I think Crows have put Carlton in a bit of a spin last week. Crows getting their first win of the year versus Carlton. I think GWS a far better team. They're my favourite for the flag. I think they'll beat Carlton tomorrow as well. So
there's a big sound, and it's coming from Adelaide.
It is. I'm really liking the way GWS are looking. So barring injury, I think they are my flag favourites.
Mate, I'm going to follow Linny, and he's going to send it yard with his multi on the Brisbane double. Brisbane into Brisbane, Broncos into the Lions. Mate, if you put all of that into a multi with my little betting account that I've got here, Carlton into the big sound GWS into Brisbane, mate. That's paying you about $7.70, $7.30. Bet with your head, not over it. We are not sponsored by Sportsbet at all, although it'd be nice. But no, we don't condone that sort of nonsense. I'll tell you what, $7.30 sitting in your Skyrocket could go quite well. You can buy some more oil if you want to do that. So we'll go long bonds at the short end in the Aussie market. Talk to your OTC provider if you want more information. Heath, mate, it's been sensational. If you got anything else, last piece, otherwise I've got to shut this thing off.
No, I'm all done, mate. Yeah, everyone have a great weekend, and we'll catch you next week.
Yeah, mate, catch you next week. Thank you very much, Chris Lynn from Playbook Coach. Go and check it out. It's an amazing idea, amazing innovation, and a good way to get people confident in the sports they do and actually get some really good high-level learning. Wendell Saylor, I'm looking forward to going and catching you out in the domain. You can tell me how to... I don't think I've ever seen Wendell Saylor kick the ball, so this is going to be hilarious to see how that goes. We'll make sure that we capture all that on video. $120 for half an hour. But I could probably just go and catch him up for a beer later on anyway. But anyway, we'll see how we go. Thanks, everyone. Stay safe. Mark Well, you've been listening to the Theory of Thing Investment Podcast. My name is James Whelan of Barclay Pierce Capital's Wealth Management Team. And have yourself a safe weekend, and I will talk to you soon. Go you, Tigers.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.